Tech with Jess.
In association with Viatel Technology Group, IT leaders breathe easy with Viatel Managed Cybersecurity. Viatel.com.
Now, Jess is going to talk to me about the Googlepocalypse, whatever that might be.
Yeah, this is a change that's been happening over the last number of months on Google search. If you are somebody like me who uses Google as their main search engine, you may have noticed a significant change in how results are presented. And while this is a good thing on surface level for you and I, the consumer, because it saves us time, it's actually a bad thing for businesses and indeed publishers. So we know that Google and a whole host of other companies are investing in artificial intelligence models. And the search results, the way searches happen, have changed. So instead of you saying, what did Taoiseach Simon Harris say this morning? And you get brought to an article, whether it's on newstalk.com or theirishtimes.com. Now a text is coming up, a paragraph that's being surmised from news outlets. And you're not having to click into that
okay,
article.
Okay, so suppose I wanted to find out, what did the Red Sea poll say in the Business Post on Sunday about party strength? Instead of bringing me to the Business Post page, a website, it'll bring me the result.
It'll give you a paragraph. Exactly it. And that's what these large language models do, is they can scour the internet. And the key difference with this type of AI versus the AI that we had pre-ChatGPT is that it presents the information in plain English, in digestible,
understandable, non-copyright infringement form.
Exactly. Now, but this is causing havoc, though, for the publishers, because, you know, if you look at the Irish news outlets here in this country, obviously The Independent, The Irish Times, Business Post, they all have content behind paywalls. They want you to click in to give their website traffic, to subscribe to their outlets. But this type of search result is having a massive impact on their business.
And it's yet to bite here, but it may do.
But it may do. We've seen similar, like if you go on to X, formerly known as Twitter, back in the day, if I shared a news article of mine, you would see the URL link, you would see the title of the article, and you would get a synopsis, maybe a summary or a first line or two of the article. Now all that comes up is the image. So again, from social media, less traffic is going through to publications and indeed to businesses. I've heard some horror stories of businesses who used to be in the first five search results in Google. So for example, if you're selling a particular product, I went onto Google to look for that product, you were in the first five search results, chances are your business traffic was pretty high. Since the changes have been happening, particularly in the US, smaller businesses are now being absolutely decimated because they're not appearing
not getting
as high
the traffic.
Up. Yeah, it's very frustrating.
Anyway, it will impact on media websites here particularly. Okay, some questions. Can you recommend my headphones for kids? I have a four-year-old. I need to get a set for a flight. I find the volume is very low, even on a flight. Can't be heard over the plane.
Yeah, the issue with kids' headphones is that the decibel level only goes up so high. And obviously, we adults like having noise-cancelling headphones because it drowns it out, but that's not great for smaller children. There are brands, Sony, for example, would have kids-specific ranges. Also, JBL is another great brand, but I can't guarantee that you won't still be able to hear that plane noise.
Okay, another one. I have a Samsung phone. I'm constantly doing updates at the moment. I did a software update and it's constantly now updating apps. It's very frustrating. What's going on?
Yeah, that's sometimes when there's a big operating system update. A lot of changes will happen on the phone itself. And then all of the apps on your phone have to play catch up so that they are optimized for that version of the operating system. So it's nothing to panic about, but just please make sure that your apps are only updating when you're on Wi-Fi and not eating up all your data.
Okay, Jess mentioned an app before for borrowing books. Could she mention it again?
It's BorrowBox. It's completely free. You do need to join your library to avail of it, but you can get books as well as the audiobooks as well.
Could Jess recommend security for laptops? I have a HP laptop. I'm not sure which security to get.
So if it's a personal laptop, I always recommend AVG. So AVG. It's free. It's simple to download. You just have it running in the background and it does the job. If it is a work device, you might want to invest, if you're self-employed, in a more sophisticated cybersecurity software to keep your data protected. Or if it's a work laptop, get onto your CTO.
I got a notification that a company I'm registered with was hacked. Do I delete the account or my cards?
If it's already been hacked, unfortunately, it is too late. What I would do is go in and change your email and password combination. It's also worth getting on to the company. If you've been notified, I wonder, have you been notified that your data has been impacted? In which case, it is worth absolutely getting onto the company. It's worth asking the question anyway. But very often, if the hack has happened, it is a bit too late.
All right, Jess, that's great. Thank you very much.
Hi, Jess Kelly here. If you want more tech news, reviews and insights, make sure you subscribe to the Tech Talk podcast or tune in every Saturday at 5 p.m.